Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Help DuPage Credit Union raise funds for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, one of my favorite organizations, on Wednesday, September 25th, when you eat at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Deal Road in Warrenville. Right in my backyard, everybody. Come visit me. Simply download a free fundraising coupon at DuPageCU.com and present it to your server on the 25th of September. And Buffalo Wild Wings will donate 10% of your pre-tax food sales to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Visit DuPage Credit Union at DuPageCU.com to learn more. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rural Landscape Services. They can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome. Whether it's a large project or a fairy garden, love Jim's fairy gardens, you will notice the difference. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Steeple Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, and the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How do you like that? James Brown. That's a great way to start your morning. Feeling good. No matter what's going on, what happened yesterday, it's a brand new day, and we're all feeling good. Welcome, everybody, to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it. That airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30 now, everybody. We've expanded the show an hour. Lots of demand to be on the show, which I'm so thrilled about. Beth and I, Beth Rivard, my producer, my wonderful assistant, just trying to keep up with the demand. So we're thrilled that we've expanded the show another half hour. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. So everybody, thanks for tuning in again to the good show, where you know every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? I also welcome your calls, so call me. Tell me your thoughts, your opinions. Tell me what you think, how the Bears are going to do Sunday. And you can ask my guests a question or anything funny you want to add. I'm all yours, so especially to those funny stories. The number to call is 347-945-7215. And as always, we always have good things to give away. We've got Dolly McCarthy Show coffee mugs. We're running low on those. Like, I got to place another order on those, right, Beth? And so, again, the number 347-945-7215. What's going on, everybody? Anything good happening in your life? We had a really good weekend over here with the Dolly McCarthy Show. We took it on the road, and I think I told you all last week, the Dolly McCarthy Show sponsored the entertainment stage at the Naperville JC's Last Fling. What a blast we had. Friday night, there was quite a bit of rain. So we took cover for a little while in Sullivan's, and they were so gracious to host us there. They had a all-white party, private party going on, and so it was really fun in there. They took good care of us, Randy and his crew. And then it seemed like the rain cleared, and we walked over to the main stage where Jared Neiman was playing. Do you remember Jared Neiman? He was on last week. He's an amazing country music artist. And because of the rain, I think there was maybe less than 500 people there, so it was absolutely fantastic. No crowds. It was just like a private concert. It was incredible. Jared Neiman was rocking. It was fantastic, and despite the rain, he put it all into that concert, and we all had a great time. So then on the entertainment stage, it kind of fell apart because it wasn't covered very well, and, you know, people, just because of the rain, they weren't willing to hang around. So we took it inside of the beer tent area. So we had a little mini jam session going on in there. That was a blast. But then Saturday, a much better night for outdoor concerts at the entertainment stage. My boys Love and Money played, Junkyard Groove and Sinister Finch. They were awesome. Love and Money, man, they brought the house down. I just love that band. If you have not heard this Naperville-based band, I mean, they play all over Chicago, but they love playing in Naperville. And if you've never heard them, you got to get over to Potter's. They play at Potter's pretty regularly. And sometimes they play at, what's the name of that place? Used to be Blackfin. I always forget that. Sheesh. That's so bad. It's right across the street from Potter's. What is the name of that place? It'll come to me and I'll mention it. And they're not even paying me anything to mention that. Anyway, it was so nice to see all of y'all come out for the fans, and people were just happy to take my coffee mug. I was glad you guys want a drink from my coffee mug. Awesome. And I have to say, there was a lot of male bands. It would have been nice to see some female bands, like the band I used to play in, Playdate. Maybe some of you remember that. I don't know. Maybe it's time to get the band back together. And then on Saturday, too, we had Singing at the Fling and Gino from WCCQ and Danielle Tufano from 95.9 The River. I just like saying 95.9 The River. It sounds kind of sexy. Is that weird or what? Okay, it's 9:30 in the morning. Stop it. Anyway, there were some amazing, talented youngsters on that stage. And I just want to do a shout-out to a young girl. Her name is Gina Santucci. She has no desire to go in the music industry, but her voice was incredible. It was very distinctive and just rich and, what's the word? She's kind of, I'm trying to think of an artist to compare her to, but really she's so unique. And when you see talent like that, you just want to grab them and go, let's go, come on, let's get this going. You got to get this going. People have to hear this voice. Everybody just had goosebumps listening to this voice. It wasn't like a Snow White kind of voice. It wasn't like that kind of a voice. It was more of like a distinctive voice, like, what's her name from, you know what, I need to have more coffee, I think. I can't even think of names. But anyway, all right, everybody get your coffee. Coffee break time. Anyway, bottom line, it's Last Fling. Hats off to the Naperville JCs. They did an amazing job. It was so much fun. Despite the rain, let's hope they made some money for all the good causes in town. The only bummer about the weekend for me was, and I just tell you this, and I like to talk about good stuff, but I have to say, I was really bummed I didn't get my last funnel cake of the summer. What? Why didn't we get funnel cake, Seth? Why didn't we not get a funnel cake? We did play some carnival games, and I had a friend of mine win me a stuffed animal about $40 later. No, seriously. But it was a good time. So hats off to the Naperville JCs. Saying goodbye to summer. Now you might be thinking, with summer over, what do you have to look forward to? Well, let me just tell you. A lot of good stuff coming up. We got the Bears game on Sunday. Woo-hoo! Bears against the Bengals. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is having a tailgating party. So I'm going to give you details on that a little later in the show because we have a special guest a little later in the show to talk about that Bears game. And I can tell you who it is. You'll have to tune in. Stay tuned, I should say. And then let's say next Thursday, we got a great event coming on in Naperville, and I think there are still tickets available. I'm going to talk to Kim White, who is the Executive Director of the Community Career Center. She's our first guest this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for waking up with us. And Kim, for those of you who don't know, Kim White, the Executive Director of the Community Career Center. And every year, the Community Career Center, well, I think this is about the fourth year, puts on an amazing event. It's called Dancing with the Celebrities, and they have it in Naperville every year. And, Kim, it's next Thursday, right? And the time, give us all the details on this.
Yeah, thanks, Dahlia. It's next Thursday, September 12th, from 5 to 8 in Maison Sabika.
Maison Sabika.
I know, it's going to be fabulous. Great food, great company, great sangria. It's going to be a great evening.
Sangrias and a bacon wrap date. That's two reasons to come. But anyway, I have gone every year. Yes, I have. And perform in it one year.
Yeah, and let's not forget, you have been a huge supporter of ours every single year you've been at the event. Year number two, you were one of our dancers, and might I add, you were our Mirrorball Trophy winner that year. Fabulous routine you put on for the group.
That was fun with James Dutton, Naperville's Arthur Murray. Now they have one in Oak Brook. James going to call us in a little bit, too, if he's not already. No, he hasn't. Looking on the call line, he's not here on the switchboard yet. James, he works usually till about 2 in the morning dancing.
Yep.
And so when I told him to call into the show to talk with you and I, he's like, what time? I said 9:30. He goes, who's up that early? I said, Tim White and I will be, so you better call in.
That's right. Right. And I don't know if you've heard the news about James. He'll make sure he shares with you the special news.
We are going to talk about the big news. Everybody's going to get first. All right, let's talk about this Dancing with the Celebrities. This is the fourth year, right?
This is the fourth year, yes. Yeah, and it's our annual fundraiser. Yeah, we put on an annual fundraiser each year, and for the past 4 years, we've been doing Dancing with the Celebrities, and it's been a huge, huge event and huge, just one of those events that people love to come to, and they walk away just feeling really happy about it, yes.
It's so much fun to go to this event, and it's all for a great cause, the Community Career Center. You guys have been in Naperville how many years now?
We're going into our broader community. That's right. We're going into our 17th year. It's a great resource for people who find themselves in a job search or people who are underemployed and looking to gain some skills to become gainfully employed in another area. We are staffed with many volunteers who will help our job seekers with resume writing, career counseling, workshops, just a variety of things to help those who find themselves in a job search.
Mm-hmm. And the job market, Kim, what would you say right now? What's it like out there?
You know what, Dolly? It's getting better. But you say that to someone who's been out of work for a year. To them, it's not getting better. But, you know, I have to tell you, just on paper, we do have people that are landing. They're getting jobs. The problem is they're not getting jobs at the level where they were. So you then have to, you know, help people with different, you know, in different areas, help them to, you know, maybe they have to go in and refinance their mortgage or go get some help in other areas. There's lots of things out there for people who can get help in other areas. So that's a good thing. The problem is, again, people just aren't landing where they were. Salaries are down. They may have to come in, you know, 2 or 3 steps down than they were before. So that's tough. That's tough because when you're working, mm-hmm. you typically live based on, you know, your income. And if you're making a mortgage payment and a car payment and all those things before you get laid off, those things don't just go away.
Right, right. And for oftentimes, like you said, you know, like the thing is, it's great the job market's picking back up, but then these people that are out of work and if they find a job, they're not going to be making the same amount of money that they were a year ago when they were laid off. And so they're still, maybe they've depleted their 401k, but then they're still barely making the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working just as hard as they did in the other job.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's the situation, right? Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
The thing that's great about the Community Career Center is, you know, not just, you're not looking for a job for them, but you're offering them all these resources for all, wherever the job loss hit them. And that is tremendous, you know.
Right.
So when if someone loses a job, what's the first thing that they should do? Besides get in line and collect unemployment, what's the first thing they should do?
Yeah, you know what, they need to really get connected with a resource that can help them because oftentimes people try to do it on their own. And we see people usually after they've been out of work for 2, 3, 4 months and they come to us because they just think they're going to land that job in the first couple of months. When they realize they're not, now we're 2 or 3 months behind. So I would really encourage people to just start getting connected with some sort of a resource that can really help them network and put them in a place where they can find their next job. So you really need to get connected. Start, you know, talk with someone about, you know, how to network, how to conduct your job search. Nowadays, to get a job, you really need to be comfortable networking because that is how it's going to happen. 95% mm-hmm. of the time, you've got to know somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's just you need to start making those connections immediately. Don't wait 2 months. Don't wait 3 months thinking it's just going to happen for you. Just get connected.
Mm-hmm. So they would do that. One of the first ways to do that is probably get in touch with the Community Resource Center.
Correct.
And does your organization serve not just Naperville, is it all of DuPage County or is it all of Chicagoland?
We serve the Chicagoland. If you need us, we are here for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, just give our center a call, and we'll get you set up with an intro orientation appointment. And that appointment, we go over all the resources that we offer, and then people can, right after that appointment, can then start setting up to meet with a counselor who can help them with networking and how to network. Sometimes people don't feel comfortable doing that, so we have different tips on how to do that. We'll set you up an appointment to have somebody take a look at your resume. I mean, that's key. You got to have that resume looked at. It's got to be perfect. It's got to move to the top of the list. So you really want somebody to take a look at that. And then just, you know, really helping you with exploring what's out there or doing some mock interviewing. It's important to get in front of a camera and see how you are being received when you are going through a mock interview process with a future employer. So, we have computers, we have workstations.
We really need that you offer that. You offer that video recording of the interview so they can see how they're doing. That's awesome. What a great resource you are. Is there a fee at all involved with using your services?
There is.
You guys do a lot of great fundraising.
We do. The fee is minimal. It's $50, and it's for an entire year, and that's unlimited appointments to the center throughout your whole first year. And then you can attend all the workshops for free, and we usually, on average, have 2 to 3 workshops a week. So there's a lot of things that come with that. And then we have workstations. So you can actually come in here. You can bring your lunch. You can set up shop at your own workstation and conduct your job search. And it's got to feel like you're going to the office. And oftentimes our clients tell us, it really makes them feel like they're going to an office because they're here. They're setting up shop. They have their own workspace. And then they can still, you know, meet with a counselor for help.
That's such a great thing to have, just to be able to get up in the morning, go somewhere, and being proactive about your job search, being engaged in the community still. And I love that you have that set up. And $50 a year, and you can go there as much as you want? Wow. That's pretty
good. Well, it's with the support of people like you, Dolly. I mean, you are a huge, you know, fan and a supporter of our center, and so we're able to keep the cost down because we do have that support from you and others in the community.
Well, and I also see your dedication, Kim. You are totally committed. You're 24/7 over there. You work so hard, and you really care about these people. I've seen it, and that's touched me. So you've kind of roped me in, and I'm happy to do it because I love to be a part of any of these not-for-profits that are serving people not just in Naperville and DuPage County, but all of Chicagoland, because, you know, people are people. We're all affected. We're all intertwined. It's one big world we're all part of. So I love the community. I love what you guys are doing there. Keep it up. Let's give our listeners out there your website and phone number so they can get a hold of you if they need your help or if they have someone they know that's, you know, lost their job, maybe it's been a year, maybe it just happened. Encourage them to call the community career center. Listen to me, I sound like a commercial.
We like that.
I love
we
it,
like
though.
That. Yeah, they, you know what, they can
the
visit us.
The call
at,
is.
Oh.
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
No, you're fine. It's just a little delay. Okay, the number to call for the community career center is?
630.
Give it. Okay.
Yep, 630-961-5665.
Okay, and then the website, if they want to check out your website, is there a website, Kim?
Yep, the website is www.communitycareercenter.org.
Okay, fantastic. So check that out or refer a friend. And if you're interested, support the Community Career Center. You can also do it by coming to the Dancing with the Celebrities event they're hosting next Thursday night at Maison Sabika. And we have a special guest on the show this morning, Mr. James Dutton, who's going to be joining. James, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Hey, Kim's on the line, Kim White.
Hi,
Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
It's too early for me. I'm a dance teacher.
I didn't think you were going to call in, James. I thought we'd call you and we'd hear nothing but snoring. You know, Kelly, she probably would have put the phone to your nose and hear you snoring. kidding. James, the owner of Arthur Murray in Naperville, and just opened up a new studio, too, exciting news, in Oak Brook. And James, you've got some exciting news to share with everybody, don't you? Don't you? Let's tell the world your exciting news.
Uh-oh. I'm married now. I'm off the market.
Holy cow.
Done. Yep.
I wish I had a cover here, but I'm pumped. Congratulations. James and Kelly, for those of you that don't know, James and I, we danced in Naperville's Dancing with the Celebrities back in 2011, wasn't it? 2011?
Yeah,
has
it
been
2 years?
Yeah, we walked away with that Merrick Ball trophy. No problem.
It's still sitting on your mantle. Who are you kidding?
Are you kidding? It's right next to me, right next to my pillow. It's right there. I hug it every night. We had some great times practicing. Yeah, you killed me. But James, that was some good times, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a great event too. And every year it's getting bigger and bigger.
Kim, has the event sold out this year yet? Give more tickets.
You know what, Dolly? It has not sold out. We have, as of last night, we have 14 tickets left. 14 tickets.
Huh? Those will go.
They'll go within the week.
They will go. Usually, well, what James, you and I were in it. I don't know if it had anything to do with that, but it sold out like the first week, didn't it, Kim? It was gone. The tickets were so hard to get a hold of.
The tickets, when you and James were part of the event 2 years ago, it sold out in 3 days. So,
yeah, but that's still, I think you've expanded. You've added more chairs. So 14 tickets is not much. That's going to go really fast this week. So, James, tell us about your new studio. Here's your chance to have a commercial for Arthur Murray. I just gave CCC a commercial.
Here's my chance, huh? Well, we just opened another location in Oak Brook.
You got 30 seconds. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
30 seconds. We just opened our second location in Oak Brook Terrace. But we've been around in Naperville for about 5 years now. And that school's going really strong. And we may be opening a third one. We're trying to figure that out. But the Oak Brook Terrace one's been open just over a year now. So we can always add more dance instructors. So if there's anybody at the Commercial Center looking to be a dance instructor, give us a call. We can certainly interview somebody and get them in there and start teaching dance. But, Arthur Murray's been open for over 100 years now.
He's been dancing for 100 years?
Not me.
Kidding.
Not me.
Arthur Murray's been dancing for 100 years?
Yeah, I know, right?
That was an old joke. That's an old joke. No one got it. Forget about it.
No one got it.
Okay. James, James, you're an award-winning dancer, and your new wife, your new bride now, you and Kelly have been dancing for how many years together?
We've been dancing together. We've been both in the industry for 15 years.
And, folks, let me tell you, when you see these two dance, how about it, Kim?
They are fabulous.
So come on out Thursday night to get a peek of them. You and Kelly going to dance, James, Thursday night too?
I believe so, unless Kim kicks us out of the event for some strange reason.
Oh, no. I'm hoping you guys are going to do your tango.
You guys have the most
incredible, sexy tango that I've ever seen. And I'm sure it's going to be hotter than ever now that you're married, right?
We'll probably be fighting a little bit more.
When you whip her around, she'll get a little whiplash.
I know, right?
You guys are just incredible. I just stand there in awe watching you two dance, and I'm just so happy that now you're married, and, we'll have these little dancers pretty soon. The little Bambino dancers will be joining you soon, right?
Careful.
I'm just saying, Dolly,
can I share something?
Yes. Do you want to do another commercial?
Let's do it. Just real quick, and you haven't even heard this yet, so this will be a first for you, and I'm sure and I'm hoping that you're on board. But next year will be our 5th anniversary for Dancing with the Celebrities, and we're going to be inviting some of our previous dancers, you included, to come and do a little cameo dancing role, and I've got some things up my sleeve, so we'll talk about that a little bit later, but this is breaking news. You're going to be on that dance floor again next year.
Wow, I am. You heard it here first on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Breaking news. Finding out now, too. I love it. Come and give us the exclusive anytime, Kim. Just give us the call and give us the exclusive to anything you want. Oh, that'll be a blast. Oh, my God. Do I get to dance with James again? James,
you know,
we're getting the dancing scene back together.
I don't know.
Wipe off your dancing shoes. We'll get them rocking and rolling.
I'm going to need at least a year of practice before you get me back on the dance floor. It's been a while, and I love to dance. So, yeah, I'm up for the challenge again. Although this is probably not part of the competition, right? Gosh.
No, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be we're going to pull some of the old dancers back, and I have something planned, and I it's going to be great. So I'm hoping that everybody says yes. And
Kim, you have these wonderful ideas and it just never stops. So I would be happy to be a part of it. What a great idea. That would be a blessing. You're probably going to need to triple the size of your venue now.
We might have to do something.
Might be outdoor under his beautiful tent. He's got a beautiful tent over that Mesa Antibica, and maybe outdoors at the tent. Who knows? Although, you know, that dance floor out there could be kind of tricky. James, didn't we have some trouble? We had some trouble 2 years ago with our dancing.
No, we didn't.
Remember that?
It went flawlessly.
It was flawless. But then something happened to the dance floor. It's like it lifted up on one end, and my shoe got caught. But then you popped me back up. No one could tell.
You got hooked on your dress got hooked on my suit, you remember?
Yeah, that too. We just kind of improvised there. That was kind of a fun improvise. My dress. We didn't have practice in our costumes. So all my friends kept hooking onto his buttons.
No one knew, though.
I didn't notice it. No, I did not. You guys look pretty flawless out there. I mean, you definitely look like a pro right alongside James. So I didn't notice it at all.
Oh, too funny. Now tell us, let's quickly, before I have to pick up the phone. I think Bart Shore, my next guest, is calling in. I don't want to keep him too much longer. Hang in there, Bart. Who are some of the dancers this year?
We're really excited. We have Ryan Alvarez, he's vice president over at Naperville Bank and Trust. We have Dan Bridges, who's superintendent of 203 schools. Michelle Calby, a vice president with Navistar. Randy DeGuzman, our friend, our favorite restaurant,
hey,
Sullivan.
Randy!
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Pretty excited. Kevin Harris, who's a general manager at BP, used to be president of the Naperville Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Marcy Schatz, our deputy city manager. Liz Spencer, we all know Liz. We love NCTV 17. She's going to be one of our dancers. And then
old stomping ground.
yes, that's right. And then last year we had Ray Kinney did a great job of bringing something to our attention, and we had someone bid on dancing this year. So we have Layla Tahari. She was our live auction winner last year, and she's going to be dancing. And if I can just add something about Layla, she was just named hottest mom in the Chicagoland area by V103 or something. So,
And she lives in Naperville too?
I don't know if she lives in Naperville. She works here. She works here.
But
and
you know we have the hottest mayor, too.
We do have the hottest mayor. You know what?
I think a different – some radio station in Chicago called him the hottest mayor. And we were like, we already knew that.
That's funny. Well, we'll have to make sure they take a picture together, the hottest mayor and the hottest mom. Mayor. That would be great.
There we go. Well, good for her. James, who are you dancing with this year?
I'm dancing with Marcy. I think she's a shoe-in to win. I'm not sure why Kim, you said anybody else's name. You just should have said Marcy because that's where all the votes are going.
You're right. You know, Marcy's great. I got to see them practice. I've had the honor and privilege of being able to see all the routines. And, James and Marcy are great. I think there was a good pairing there, and I think the audience is going to be really thrilled with all the dancing they're going to see that night. Dolly, you're coming, right?
It is a fantastic night. It is a fantastic – I'm going to be there. I wouldn't miss it. And, the other studio line is calling. Ignore that ringing. Ignore that man behind the curtain. You hear that ringing in my studio? I don't know what happened. Anyway, I thought I shut off all the phones. It's going to be a great night. If you can, there's only 14 tickets left, folks. Come out and see my pal James Dutton with Arthur Murray dance his heart away and win his third Mirrorball Trophy, right? We'll see. We'll see, James. I'm rooting for you. But
we'll go get it.
Tim, thanks for being on the show. James, thanks for getting out of bed and calling me up. Go back to bed. And happy belated birthday. Yesterday was James' birthday, and congratulations
again
on tying the knot with my pal Kelly. Just love that gal. Boy, are you the luckiest man in the world now.
Yes,
all right.
He is.
See you guys Thursday night, Community Career Center, Dancing with the Celebrities.
Thanks, Dolly. Thanks. Have a great show.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, all right. So there are still tickets left, folks, so just give a check on their website, the Community Career Center. And, you know, I think that ringing was Bart Shore. Hey, Bart, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Bart.
You got
Sorry
me?
For the hold time. I gotcha.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, Bart Shore, everybody knows you, traffic reporter. That's your real job, you call it, at WBBM 780 and 105.9. That's what he tells me, folks. My real job is a traffic reporter. But you also do a podcast. And the reason why I'm having Bart on the show is he had called in. It was an unexpected surprise. It was kind of funny. You called in a couple of weeks ago, and then we were chatting on Facebook, and I said, come back on the show. Bart, I've been listening to you for years on the radio, and I was just curious, how long have you been on the radio in Chicago? Long time.
Well, since 1985 in Chicago, so was that 27 years, something like that? But who's counting?
All right, well, my understanding there would be no math this morning, but I think you're right, 27 years, but you've been on the radio way longer than that. I think before I was even born, right, Bart? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No,
Bart
probably.
Bart and I are Facebook pals, so
I
can tease them like that.
I started in 1974, so how old are you? Don't
you
want to say,
baby
but...
You were then, huh? Your mom put the mic in the crib?
I was
that's
like
when you
22.
Started?
I was like 22. Yeah. Kind of weird. But I've stuck it out. I mean, I've been a survivor. I've been a survivor. I've been able to stay in the business all these years. It's kind of hard to do this day and age, so I'm proud of that.
I love that. You're a survivor. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Nice. No, but totally. Bart, you're so – it's great to listen to you. It's like, you know, there's Bart. He's on the radio. There's Bart. It's just a familiar – and love your voice. You got that kind of voice that makes everybody feel calm, even in stressful situations like traffic. Like traffic. I mean, it's very stressful. And then you have Bart Shore reassuring you – hey, there's a major crash here, but I know how you're going to get home tonight.
Well, you know what? Thanks to Facebook, I was able to really connect with you. I really didn't know too much about you, but then I started seeing you on Facebook and seeing your posts about CLTV and working in Rockford Television and now doing this podcast. And it's just so wonderful that people could connect in ways that they were never able to connect before. This wouldn't have been possible 5 years ago. So it's like really
right.
Awesome that this is happening right now. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I started doing this podcast was I had this idea in my head about how radio stations should sound. And somebody said, well, why don't you just do it yourself? And I was like, well, nah. And then this whole podcasting thing kind of came about and I started doing it. And I've had just tremendous results from it. I don't make a penny off it. I actually lose money doing the podcast because it consumes a lot of my time. I have to pay a host website to host my show, BartShore.com, by the way. And
yes, BartShore.com, Time Warp Radio.
That's it.
Go ahead,
yeah. I came up with
this
crazy concept.
I wanted to do a commercial for you.
Well, you could.
No,
you could.
Well, it's not a crazy concept. It's awesome. I love the show.
Well,
Time Warp Radio. I'm a fan. I've called into the show.
You did. You were on the show a couple of weeks ago, requested the Billy Joel tune, which I did play. And it was the longest song of the show, by the way. It was over 6 minutes long. I could have played three songs in that time period, but because you called, because you asked. What's been fascinating about the Time Warp Radio show is I just started doing it. I put it out there on the web, and through Facebook, I put the information out there, and people started finding me. And I have not solicited my show to go on anybody else's show, but there are other internet radio stations, there's over-the-air radio stations that are playing my show. So it's on like 15 different radio stations and internet stations across the country. And then, of course, my website has it on all the time on demand. And I could see where the hits are coming from. and it's a worldwide audience. I have hits from Saudi Arabia, the Russian Republic, all kinds of hits from that area, and China.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Japan,
England. I have people in Rome listening to this. Internet radio, what you're doing, is just exploding. It's really bringing everybody in the world together. You probably could go to China and stay at one of your listeners' homes. And this is working. This is the way this business is morphing into this. And, you know, I think it's really awesome, like you said, that 5 years ago, I would have really never been able to connect with you. I mean, unless I ran into you, I wouldn't have called you or emailed you. But because of Facebook, because of social media, and because of the podcasting, the interest that we share, you know, now Bart Shore is my new best friend, everybody. No, but it's really true. It's really neat to connect with all different kinds of people. Like in Rome, I have listeners in Rome and Springfield. I say those because those are the first two I found out about. They had called into the show, and it blew me away. But, you know, I have to tell you, you're not making a penny off your show, and it's on all those different internet radio stations. You should be making some money.
I should. And if anybody wants to pay me, I accept checks. interesting, too, I'm calling you today from Brevard, North Carolina. Usually I'm working at this time of the day, so it's hard for me to, you know, call in and be on the show and talk to you for an extended period of time because I'm working at News Radio 780 WBBM. And, you know, I'm always on like every 10 minutes, and
yes,
which means I'm on every 8 minutes because two of those minutes are me talking. So I'm like constantly on the radio doing my real job. So here I am in North Carolina today, and I have in my car Bluetooth technology, which everybody should have. So what I did was I looked down Facebook, and I found your link to today's program that I'm on right now, and I punched it up, and I played it through my car radio, and I was listening to, you know, the first half hour of the show in my car, you know, driving around Brevard, North Carolina.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, how
That's
cool is
awesome.
That?
That is so cool. Mark, you're so cool.
Another thing I want
to
mention that I don't...
The McCarthy Show.
Dolly, are you familiar with TuneIn Radio? Do you know that app?
No.
TuneIn Radio?
Don't know.
Okay, Steve, this is so important, and this is for you and everybody listening right now. There's an app for your smartphone. I'm sure you have a smartphone by now, right? You have a smartphone?
Yeah,
Not unfortunately.
Sometimes I want to whip that thing out the window, but yes. So
okay.
Tell us
All
about
right.
this.
There's a free app called
TuneIn. You only
have
30
in.
Seconds to give this commercial. Getting
so, you know, again, I'm not making any money. This is something everybody should have.
Should
a public service. This is a public service announcement. Get TuneIn Radio, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn Radio. It's free, and what it allows you to do, it allows you to access radio stations all over the world, including your local radio stations, most of them.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you were driving to Rockford and you couldn't pick up WBBM because it was out of range or something. You could go to TuneIn Radio and you could hear it via that. You could hear a station in Dubuque, Iowa. But I remember one day I was at the beach, Montrose Beach, with my dogs, and I wanted to hear an Iowa Hawkeye football game. So I just typed in Iowa Hawkeye football, and it gave me 15 choices of radio stations running the Iowa Hawkeye network. And I just punched it up, and there I was in Chicago listening to a local station on Des Moines. And you can do that. Everybody can do that. And if you pay 99 cents more, it gives you the capability to record what you're listening to. So you could go back to it if you wanted to.
Wow.
And
that's really something.
And fascinating enough, there are all kinds of internet shows on there, too. So if you typed in Time Warp Radio, you would find my shows. So they're all there, and you can get that via TuneIn. Then if you have the Bluetooth technology in your car, you can listen in your car through your car radio speakers. So there you go.
Bart, you are hilarious. Thanks for the tutorial there, Bart. But you know what? What's most important right now? It's that they'd be able to find you because, and I'm not making a dime off of this plug, folks, except someday I'm going to go visit Bart at work and he's going to take me up in that chopper of his when he does a traffic report.
I don't go in the chopper anymore. I used to, but I don't do it anymore.
Okay. Well, I do have kind of
the chopper,
fear of heights,
the
so maybe I'm fine with that.
The chopper is fabulous. It's like a magic carpet ride. I mean, I miss it, but,
You can check out Bart Short not only at his real job as a traffic reporter at WDBM 78, but at 105.9 FM. We love listening to you, Bart. You're like an old shoe, an old friend when we hear you, and it's comforting.
Or like a bad,
stressful
penny,
world of traffic.
Always coming back. Right.
It's great to talk to you today, Bart. 27 years on in Chicago, but he's been in radio, folks, since 1974. He's a legend. A legend.
Wow.
You are.
You're going to be a legend.
You're
going to be a legend, Dolly.
I just want to have fun.
Legend.
And, Bart, come on the show again, and congratulations on 27 years. I think you're celebrating your 27th year this month, though, right? It's been since you started in September. That's why I think we were talking about this. That, okay, Bart, I need a reason for you to be on the show.
Oh,
like,
sure. My celebration of being in the radio. Well, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next month, we'll give another celebration, and we'll have you on. Jesus. But anytime. It was great to talk to you, Bart. Thank
all right, Dolly. Take
waking
care.
Waking up with us. And enjoy your
thank
vacation,
you so
whatever it is you're doing out there.
Yeah, just climbing around the mountains.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dolly.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I picked up the wrong line here. I'm picking up now my next guest. That was Bart Shore, you guys. Wasn't he? He's such a nice guy. I like talking to him. And his show, Time Warp Radio, you can check it out, www.bartshore.com. I'm not making a penny off of that, but, you know, I like to spread good things around this show. So my next guest is Linda, Luciardo. I hope I'm saying this right. Linda, are you there?
I'm here, Dolly.
This is an Italian last name, right?
Absolutely. Luca Torto.
Luca Torto.
Exactly. Very
right?
Phonetic.
Oh.
Yes.
I knew it. Luca Torto. I got it. You didn't even have to help me. Why didn't I just take a moment and look at this? Luca Torto.
That's okay. People see
you know,
a lot of letters and they get mystified.
Yeah. Well, and my Italian teacher from high school, she listens to the show. She's probably
wonderful.
Cringing that I didn't get nail your last name at the first moment I looked at it, but I just was handed the paper. Here's your next guest, and I just glanced at your last name. Like, wait a minute, how do we
got
say
it
this?
Now?
And then I realized
you
got
to roll the R for your Italian friend. Roll the R, Luca Torto.
Luca Torto, love that last name, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda is a divorce coach and mediator, and her group is the Oasis Experience, right?
Yes, that's
right?
The name of my business, The Oasis Experience, yes.
You can check it out. You can check her out at www.oasisexperience.com. I like to throw that in the beginning. And the
thank
phone
you.
Number to call is 630-887-0374. So, Linda, thanks for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show this morning. It's great to have you. Thanks for listening in. I know you were on hold for a little bit there while I was
plugging right.
away
listening.
Some other
love
radio
listening.
Station. I'm
that's
Bart's
okay.
Bart's driving in his car right now, cracking up. Aren't you, Bart? Don't call me back and yell at me. He's a great guy. But it's great to have you on the show. And you've been part of this. You've had the Oasis Experience since 1999, so you've been around. You know all the divorce laws out there. Tell us how you serve the public, if you will, with your company.
Well, thank you, Dolly, first of all, for having this topic on air, because although there are folks out there that are happily married and certainly aren't anywhere thinking about divorce, everybody seems to know somebody, whether it's a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, a relative, and it's important to get this topic out, because it's not one of those warm, fuzzy, laugh-about topics. You know,
no,
but as
right.
as a divorce coach, what I really do is mentor clients through the entire divorce process. I provide them education, assessment for their readiness, referrals, and support and encouragement. And actually, the concept of divorce coaching came about through the Collaborative Divorce Initiative, which came to Illinois in about 2002. It's a non-adversarial approach to divorce. And it recognizes that divorce is really an emotional life experience that requires legal assistance. A lot of people think right away, oh, I have to run to a lawyer. It's a legal issue. But it's an emotional issue, because emotions are interwoven into all the decision-making aspects, the legal, the financial, the house, the division of assets. So having a team of professionals to work with during this process offers men and women the support they need to transition through the life experience.
Yeah, because it can be a very confusing,
absolutely
uncertain, stressful time, and you really need support. You need backup and support, not only just from your friends, but obviously your mediator and a coach. Your friends can only offer so much. You really need someone who's got
right.
The critical
and I'm glad you bring that up, because really nobody knows what it's like unless you've walked a mile in the shoes, so to speak. And
mm-hmm.
although friends and relatives want to offer support and they want to help, if they haven't been through the process, they're probably not informed. What exists out there is a plethora of myths and misinformation, you know, about, well, my sister's brother-in-law got divorced and this happened. So really another very important thing I do is demystify all those myths and clarify the misinformation, because it's those myths and misinformation that really paralyze people in fear, because they think that this is going to happen or this is the case, when in fact it is not. And so that's part of the educational piece.
Would you agree that part of, you know, educating people is, when they think of divorce, they think of a constant battle that lasts for years? Because that's, it seems like, well, I'm at an age where you hear of a lot of people going through divorce, and, you know, it's been 2-3 years. And thousands
mm-hmm.
of dollars later, and they're still not divorced. Is that one of the myths of divorce, would you say?
Well,
or is that
one
typical?
One of the things is that people aren't informed about the various options. And that's another thing. When you talk about a very long-term divorce and very adversarial and very costly, and not thousands, but tens of thousands, Dolly, you're usually talking about litigation, the typical I get a lawyer, you get a lawyer, and we duke it out. That is your typical way people have been used to getting divorced. However, there are other options out there now, like collaborative divorce and, of course, mediation, which can be much less adversarial, take much less time, and be easier on the family because, you know, when there's kids involved, it involves everybody.
Yeah,
so
when there's kids involved, you could be draining a lot of resources and money that could be spent on your
right.
kids. So that's why I think the mediation, I've heard, is if you can do it, if you both can agree on things, right? You have to.
Right. Yes. You can't. Mediation and collaborative are voluntary. You can't drag your spouse into it. They have to agree. It's based on a, you know, collaborative approach that you're going to be open, you're going to be transparent, and you're going to be able to work respectfully with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, part of the assessment is some people think they're ready to move forward, but they're really not. So as a coach, I can work on things with them as far as if they're emotionally or physically or intellectually or spiritually or socially not ready, because those are really all aspects of our humanness. And sometimes people have knee-jerk reactions, and they think, oh, got to get divorced. But you really need to think about it all. If you're really not healthy, a lot of people, you know, this has been weighing on them for a long time. They can't sleep, they can't eat, or they're eating too much. They get physical symptoms. They have low self-esteem. They have lots of fears. So I can work with them on establishing, you know, little action plans and setting goals to prepare them for the difficult journey.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, like you said, you're working with them through this transition. Maybe they find out, hey, we don't want to get divorced after all. Has that ever happened?
Absolutely.
To you?
Yeah, that happens. I see clients and, you know, we can talk about communication. Lots of times communication is at the bottom of a lot of the problems. I can help them to learn a non-adversarial way to communicate, because we spend a lot of our energy in unproductive communication and interchanges and habits, and that really depletes our energy. So if you're going to gather facts and make a decision, you have to save your energy for the positive things. And yes, that can be the case. I've had a couple of clients in the past couple years, one of my male clients who I was seeing for a long period of time. And it's, we don't want to do this unless we have exhausted all options and all possibilities.
Yeah. And that's as it should be, right? Especially when there's kids involved. Now, you also have the Oasis Experience offers a group for women, an empowerment group. Can you tell us about that?
Correct. In addition to the individual coaching I do for both men and women, and in addition to the mediation services when I work with a couple so that they can create their joint parenting agreement, and that's really important because you want to have an agreement that's very effective so that you can co-parent successfully post-divorce. So I work with men and women, but the Oasis Experience also provides group programs for women. There are seminars which deal with the logistics, the nuts and bolts. October 2nd, I have a legal seminar. And November 6th, I have a financial seminar. There are lots of decisions to be made, such as health insurance, my credit, debt, mortgages. Can I qualify? So the seminars deal with the nuts and the bolts and the logistics. The empowerment group for women is meant for rediscovery. It's all about you. So when we meet in the empowerment group, we don't talk extensively about our situations. It's about who am I? Who was I before the marriage? We talk about the concept of self-esteem and setting boundaries and assertive communication and time management and setting goals. So it's a real bonding experience for the women, and it makes them feel stronger. That's why it's called an empowerment group as opposed to merely support. Beyond the support, there's empowerment. And a new empowerment group will be beginning the end of September.
All right. Now, do you find that women in this group, or even the men, you know, even if they wanted the divorce, do they still go through, do they go through a grieving period, a loss period? Is that normal?
Absolutely.
Even if they wanted the divorce?
Absolutely.
The groups like this empowerment group can assist with that and help with that.
Yes, sadness, grief. We talk about change the first week, why it's difficult to change. There's a lot of obstacles to change, like sadness, grief, anger, resentment, lack of self-esteem. But a lot of people don't recognize the sadness and the grief of one going through a divorce, even if they filed. In fact, we think about losing a spouse to death. There are societal rituals in place. We know what to do when our friend or neighbor loses their spouse. We offer help. We may bring food. We send cards. We send flowers. We attend some sort of service which acknowledges the importance of that person and the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Divorce
is like
the death of a marriage. And you're burying the hopes and dreams of the marriage, but nobody sends cards and offers flowers once again. It's an awkward thing. Nobody
your girlfriends
helps
come over
cook
with bottles
for you.
Of wine, right?
Yeah. You know, so yes, there is the grieving because even though you wanted the divorce and there's reasons why you're doing this, there's also good times and also wonderful things to remember. It's not all bad. And if you have children, there's wonderful reproduction. You reproduce together these wonderful children. So it's bearing the hopes and dreams of your happily ever after and growing old together. So, yes, there is grief.
Mm-hmm. Well, your Oasis group, the oasisexperience.com, you can check out that website, can assist anybody out there listening, contemplating, can this marriage be saved? Try saving it and check it out. Talk to Linda, see if it can be saved, and maybe she's got the tools that can help you save your marriage, but she also has the tools to help you get through a divorce, it sounds like, here successfully, and most importantly for your children. So you can check her out. Her website is oasisexperience.com. And Linda, it was great talking to you. I'm going to throw out your number again, 630-887-0374. Linda Lucatorto.
Very good, Dolly. Very good. Dolly, can I make just one more point, an important
sure, go ahead.
Point? Divorce coaching differs from counseling or therapy. So people who have a therapist, they're working with them maybe long-term to work on personality, emotional issues. Coaching is more directive. It's not based on a medical model like therapy is. It's to get you from point A to point B. So it's different. It's directive. Clients have to be proactive. So even if you have a therapist that you've been working on, divorce coaching hones in on to get you from point A to point B if that ends up to be your ultimate choice.
All right. Thank you, Linda, so much
Thank
for being on the
so
Dolly
much,
Kirthy
Dolly,
show.
For bringing this topic to public's attention.
My pleasure. Okay. We
Bye,
have
Dolly.
To quickly move on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Linda. We have to move on because we have about 4 minutes left of the show, and I want to quick do a shout-out. Next week, Wednesday, September 11th, that is the Day of Remembrance. We are going to have, in Naperville, they're going to have September 11th Remembrance Ceremony, and that's going to take place next Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. Out in front of Commander Dan Schanauer Memorial, that's located behind the Naperville Municipal Center at 400 South Eagle Street. It's along the Riverwalk, folks. So you want to come out to Naperville and check out that beautiful memorial in front of the Municipal Center. The ceremony, in case it rains, it'll be held inside City Council chambers, but there'll be the Carillon Bell Toll at 5:30, and the Naperville Municipal Band will be out there with pre-event music. I'm going to be emceeing that event. I'm very honored to have been asked once again to do that. So please come and join me. The special speaker, the featured speaker, is very special. It's going to be Wheaton Christian Grammar School Assistant Principal, and he's also the school counselor, Roger Burgess. He will be the featured speaker. Burgess was the United Airlines Flight 93 passenger Todd Beamer's teacher. So he was Todd Beamer's teacher and soccer and basketball coach. And Beamer, as you remember, was one of the passengers who attempted to foil the hijacking of the plane by the terrorists and reclaim the aircraft, which, as we all know, ultimately crashed into the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So Burgess, he'll be starting his 40th year of service at that school, and he taught Beamer also in Bible studies and in math. So that is going to be an amazing speech. I cannot wait to hear from him. So please make the time to come out and honor and remember September 11th. We have just about 2 minutes left, folks, and I want to welcome to the show really quickly Bill from Kreger's. Hey, Bill, are you there?
I am here, Dolly.
Oh, you're here. Sorry, Bill. We're running out of time quickly. I wanted to talk to you more, but briefly,
okay.
Kreger's Brats and Sausage House has reopened in town in Naperville, and they've been around for over 100 years. They've been making sausage and brats. Nobody knows how to make them like Kreger's. The town, we love your brats. It's the best-kept secret, but now we're going to get it out there again. 100 years you've been cooking brats. And this Sunday, the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're going to be tailgating at the Bears game before the game, and everybody's going to have Kreger's brats. And I know you have a fundraiser, a charity event this Saturday that I want you to plug, Bill. But check out Kreger's Brats, you guys. They're in Naperville. They're open 3 days a week, Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 5. They got the best dang brats. So, Bill, quickly, tell me about your event this Saturday, right?
This Saturday from 11 to 3, we're going to have a fundraiser that will be benefiting breast cancer research. And also the Shining Stars Foundation, which is a foundation that sends kids to Colorado for skiing trips. Kids that are going through, you know, difficult times in their life, whether it be through cancer or other sort of debilitating, you know, difficulties in their life. And we're going to split the whatever we raise between those two foundations. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Kreger's Brats. And thank you so much. Bill's going to be feeding the troops at the tailgating party this Sunday before the Bears-Bengals game, the first home opener. Are you excited about this weekend? I bet you're making brats 24/7 over there to keep up with the demand for the Bears
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love this time of year.
Special sports brats, too. What kind of – before we get cut off here from the studio, what are the brats that you have?
We started up a new line of NFC North bratwurst. We're doing a Chicago Bear brat, a Packer brat, a Viking brat, and a Lion brat. So come on in and give them a try.
That's right. Bill, thanks so much. 10 seconds left. Everybody, thanks for listening. We're going to be talking to Bill again soon. Watch Twitter and Facebook. We will post pictures of these special brats. Bill, thanks so much for providing
the brats. Thanks, Sally, for having me.
Bears game. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.